worked out. We're fairly on fairly good terms with each other, and that they often called each other by the each other's first names. Mm-hmm. Did you find that as well?
This came after. It was a gradual process, and it came after my association with the military.
Okay.
And it happened not just in the military, which was much more formal,
right,
but it happened civilian-like too.
Okay.
But it certainly wasn't in my time.
Right, so things were still fairly formal.
Oh, yeah, very formal.
Okay.
You could call each other, for instance, by your surname.
Right.
But not your first name.
Yeah. And that was the same for nurse-to-nurse communication as well?
Mainly. Mm-hmm. Although we did know each other's first names.
Oh, yes. So, the nursing matrons were from World War II, generally, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
They must have been very traditional.
Yes, well, these people had learned in the front lines, mm-hmm. and so things had to go sort of up and up. And you knew that. Mm-hmm. Off duty, it was a little different. You know, you partied together, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. On duty, it was more formal. Mm-hmm.
So in the residence, were there a lot of parties?
Yes, every night. Well, you know, when you were off, yes. It's one of the ways you existed, I guess, because there wasn't really much to do, mm-hmm. unless you went off the base.
Right.
And then you had to be a little careful. Mm-hmm.
Where was the base located in relation to the town?
I don't know how far away, but it was out in the country someplace. There was no village.
Right.
It was a village called Marville. It didn't even have electric lights. So
okay.
It was pretty primitive.
So
You had to go to Luxembourg or... Mm-hmm. You know, you work, say, 10 days in a row, and you had about 4 or 5 off.
Right.
So you'd go anywhere in Europe. Mm-hmm. And there was always people to go with you,
right.
Males or females. Mm-hmm. So.
So what sort of things did you do in your time off?
Travel. You would travel.
Yeah. Right.
And travel all over Europe.
Right. Where did you go?
My God.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. North, south, east, west. Even into Berlin. That's
wow. What was that like?
Well, the same as any of the other German cities, it had been pretty devastated, mm-hmm. the war, but all of them were. You're getting things back together, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have cases of people going away on holiday and then coming back a bit too late?
Oh, yes, because you'd get caught if you were on trains or planes or...
Yes,
yes. Oh, yes, and then you'd have to, you know, the major would have to fill in whoever she had there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was there any disciplinary measures taken against the people, or was it understood?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Well, I don't remember that.
Okay. The nurses, you said, were from England as well as
England, Canada, Scotland, New Zealand.
Okay.
A lot of Commonwealth. Any of the nursing that if you could prove that you were an RN, mm-hmm. you were in.
Okay. Did you find that the nursing standards, let's say their level of education, differed between the countries, even if they had the same qualifications on paper?
Not necessarily, unless they were trained in Indonesia, Philippines, Asia. Mm-hmm. But the Commonwealth countries were pretty well the same.
Pretty standard.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you notice any improvements in the technology in the time that you were there? You were saying earlier that as technology moved, you learned as well.
Well, other than that, I went to DVA hospital first, then Europe, and then you see, I really didn't work in hospitals. Mm-hmm. When I was in the reserve,
right.
Other than just in the MIR in Rupert. And since it was just a limited length of time, less than 10 years,
right.
You didn't really notice that much change, other than new medication.
Right. Do you ever wish that you'd seen active service?
Not really. Not really, no. But if you had to, you knew you would go.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't think they'd call me up now.
That's good. You're safe now.
I'm safe now.
I think that's about it. Is there anything else that you think I've left out that you'd like to discuss?
No. What you didn't ask about, which is why we were there in the first place, was to look after the, to keep the pile from the air.
Oh, of course.
And if you, if there was a crash or an accident, that's why you were there.
Right.
And you really amalgamated your forces in. And you worked 12-hour shifts.
Okay.
We also had a polio epidemic when I was in Marville.
Okay.
And they brought in another nurse from one of the other wings to run it and then get more nurses to help with it.
Yeah.
But we had over 60 cases.
Okay.
So we shipped a few of them back to Canada. Mm-hmm. And it was not just the service personnel, but it was their wives and their families.
Okay.
Too.
Right.
But the whole purpose of the bases in other countries is to keep your boys in the air or to keep them going.
Right.
And so you were just, you were geared for that.
Right. In the post-war period then, did you find there were still a lot of crashes and things that required?
And it was not just the airplanes, it was cars too.
Of course.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Were you successful in a lot of cases in getting them back out quickly?
Yes, because you would fly them to, I think it was Wiesbaden or Baden-Baden, and then they would fly them back to, well, get them organized so that they would be flown back to Canada for more treatment. But a lot of them were killed.
Yes.
We had one big crash of an airplane that was taking picking up troops around to take them to England for Christmas. And they landed at our base for the last pickup before they went over to England, and they crashed. And of the 17 in the aircraft, I think half were killed.
Okay.
But the other half came into our hospital for care and then distribution.
Now, as you were saying, like a lot of the women were, you know, eventually getting married to these men, and they were going out with them. It must have hit pretty close to home then when you had crashes and people were killed.
Oh, yes.
It must have been very difficult.
It was difficult, but your nurse's training helped you because you'd been close to death for like 2 years and knew what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
It was the aftermath, after the excitement and everything, then it sort of hit you.
Yes. Was there anything in place sort of to help you out with that, or just your friends?
Just your friends, and I think the ability to be able to discuss it with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you needed to take leave for any reason,
well, I think it was compassionate leave, yeah. Because there was a lot of compassionate leave for the service personnel who had to go home because of relatives' problems or illness or whatnot. But there was a life and death. I assisted with the first twins born at that Mario Hospital.
What year was that? Do you remember?
That would be in the
55?
Yeah, 55, 56.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did that go off without a hitch?
It was very, very nice.
That's good.
Yeah, it was very good. Very exciting. Very exciting. I can't wait for that. No, that wasn't a good one.
Yeah.
That was exciting. For the picture taken. I was looking for pictures and I couldn't find them.
Things get lost in your house.
That's right.
I don't.
As I say, it was an interesting period, but I know it changed a lot. and talking to the younger nurses now, you know, they're getting ready to go back to the war zone again.
Right.
And a lot of them are. I was a nursing sister's luncheon just this past week, and of course a lot of these are in their 80s and 90s now, but there was a couple there, and they had sent one of their girls over to Afghanistan.
Right.
For 6 months,
Do you think sort of public opinion has changed since the 50s about women in the military? Do you think there's still an undercurrent of people?
Oh, there's still a lot of
I think the Navy's having a lot of problems with males and females because of the closeness of the quarters and the ships. It's bound to happen. I haven't heard about it from other services, but I'm sure for it.
Earlier you were saying that your family didn't really mind that you went into the military.
I didn't even ask.
When did you tell them?
Well, I guess when I did it, when I joined that race.
Do you know any girls whose their families did mind? Because I've read that in the 40s and 50s it was still...
I don't remember that.
Okay.
No. A lot of the girls would join because they had relatives,
okay,
or brothers or uncles or something. I didn't have anybody at this point.
Okay.
And I went in because I was just home from Europe and I was lonesome.
Right.
There was so much attention and so much activity over in Europe. You came home to Toronto, like, wow. So, what are you going to do? Well, some of the boys that came home and said, well, why don't you join the reserve? Okay, fine, I'll go up and have a look.
It sounds like a lot of the reasons that men have given for joining up as well. It was something to do,
yes,
an adventure of sorts.
Yeah, or you had a friend in who's gone in, or the two of you went in together.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I've talked to a couple of people who just seem to have gone in for different reasons.
Yeah. I don't think you look at too much of the future of it. You're looking at the here and now.
Yeah.
Yeah, what it can give to you as well as what you can give to them.
Right. So at the time then, you just thought you'd go in and see where it took you.
Sure.
Okay.
And then you met a lot of the people that you had known over there who came back and were maybe stationed in Toronto and you went to Montreal, same thing.
It must have been a good time.
It was a very good time, and certainly the pay help your university, because you went Tuesday and Thursday evenings, and then the second weekend in the university.
So the pay was fairly acceptable then? It was enough to live off of?
With what else you were learning, earning.
Oh, yes.
And then, like a lot of you people now, you get bursaries or foundations or whatnot. And that was really great.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.